California's budget crisis has a columnist for the Sacramento Bee wondering if average people could find the middle ground faster than politicians. A few weeks ago, he challenged his readers to study a thorough summary of where state spending goes, then plug their proposed spending cuts and or tax increases into an online budget game. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Tax the rich, root out overpaid, redundant bureaucrats, stick it to fill in the blank. Many of us have mused about how we would balance a budget if we ran the government. Sacramento Bee political columnist Daniel Weintraub thought he'd let readers put some virtual money where their mouths were.
We didn't want to do it in a way that put people down, but it was kind of to throw that challenge out to them.
So Weintraub developed a kind of printed and online parlor game that walks players through what state programs do and how much they cost. It also shows how California general fund spending has jumped by one-third since 1998. Weintraub says people often ask him why the state can't just roll spending back to that earlier figure. But the game, he says, explains why it isn't that easy.
Because all of these programs have more people in them than they did 3 or 4 years ago. More students in the public schools, more people enrolled in the universities, more people getting health care.
And as players move through the game, they start to see how unappealing it would be to cut many of the programs. In-home services for the elderly, help for autistic children and the blind and disabled, the overburdened court system, environmental programs. How about cutting back on welfare? The game warns that California spending is already at the federal minimum. Any further cuts would jeopardize more than $2 billion in funding from Washington. Education? Lest Californians forget, they passed a ballot measure ensuring a high minimum spending level. But Weintraub says there might be some room for cuts there.
Over half of the state budget goes to the public schools and the universities, and there's just no way to reduce the budget without reducing those programs.
And then there are possible tax increases: income, sales, tobacco, alcohol, car license fees, and a few others. In the online version of the game, you can plug in your proposed cuts and tax hikes, and it does the math for you. Weintraub says his readers' solutions did form a sort of unscientific consensus.
A few people tried to do it all with budget cuts. I think a couple people tried to do it all with tax increases, but the vast majority of them spread the budget cuts around and then threw in some tax increases to boot.
Not as much fun as Monopoly, perhaps, but more than 100 of Weintraub's readers did decide to send their budget recommendations to state leaders, which they could do from the website with a click. One player, Kathy Suma of Santa Cruz, loved the idea of turning a dry subject into a game.
I thought, oh my God, that's brilliant. I mean, what a funny idea, but funny in a kind of a gallows humor sense.
Suma, who works at a community college, voted to keep education spending strong and make cuts in prison spending. The game points out that the state's inmate population actually has been dropping, although prison spending is up. So how did Suma do at closing the game's spending gap?
I decided that I couldn't balance the budget.
Columnist Weintraub says other readers came up with suggestions that are novel, to say the least.
One person suggested closing all the public law schools under the theory of first let's kill all the lawyers, I guess. Somebody else suggested the legalizing prostitution and gambling and taxing both those activities to the hilt.
Asked whether he expects Milton Bradley to contact him about marketing his California budget game, Weintraub said he isn't holding his breath. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.
A link to the Sacramento Bee's budget game is at npr.org.